My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, we wrap up the phone call we just had between Davin and his scammer, Agnes. Then we discuss what just transpired. Joe compares everything to Jaws. We then question the scammer's lack of quality control in their phone call. So listen and enjoy.
Yes,
All right, you got to go? Do you have to?
I have like 1 minute remaining.
Oh, all right. I wish I could call you back, but this hotel is being under renovations and they don't have calls out. I went into their office yesterday to try to call, but we know that didn't work.
Wow.
I'll be damned.
Wow.
Well, that got my attention.
Wow.
At some point, you'd think you would trust me. At some point, you would think you would trust me that I got shit up my sleeve.
Wow. This is so great.
I don't even know if this is the most remarkable shit I have.
I'm so happy that you got this phone call on tape and that you could hear that clearly. That you could hear that asshole in the background. Just amazing.
You could hear
You know,
it,
this,
though.
Is
yes.
like, this is like, it's like Jaws. This is like
it always goes back to Jaws with you. We're going to need a bigger
like a
African.
It's like Jaws. It's like Predator. It's like this. You know something is going on.
Yeah.
But you have an idea. You've seen evidence.
Right.
You get the feeling. But you have that 1% you haven't seen. This is like the shark coming out of the water finally.
Yeah.
Seeing the predator run through the wood. You know, like the poltergeist. You're finally seeing the poltergeist come out after all this odd activity.
They flash that second of Rosemary's Baby in the crib.
That it's like you're getting a flash of this background thing that's finally coming to
it's
light.
It's like, oh,
it's
that's
finally
what it
come,
is. Here's the answer.
Yeah, it's finally coming out. You're seeing it.
Yeah, it was. It really is amazing to like if. Now, if you were a person who was actually going through this process and believing that Agnes was a real person and that, you know, that all this... you're a person who's actually in love with this Agnes or whatever other scammer, and now you finally get a phone call from your beloved, and you hear somebody feeding her the fucking lines.
No!
Now, how would you be able to scammer? How would you be able to explain to yourself? How would you rationalize? That like you did when you were calling the man on it. It sounds like there's a man's voice in the background. Is this just a bad connection?
But is there such a lack of quality control?
Well, I've never.
Yeah.
You know, and it really. I mean,
we demand a higher quality scammer around here.
We certainly do.
Let's say you were trying to call them. You're going to have Pip do it. I mean, you would make damn well sure that they can't hear you in the background feeding the lines, or you would be writing stuff to say.
And we would have a plan of some sort of how the conversation's going to go.
She sounds like she's out of it. I think they grabbed her out of a fucking rice paddy and threw a phone at her.
Let's look on the bright side. Let's look on the bright side.
Let's call stupid. Sound... You know what it's like?
Yeah.
They have no right to call them. Well, I guess they do.
Yeah, they do.
She did sound cute.
You know what?
Like she's yelling housekeeping.
I like that.
No, but you know.
But yeah, I never called her and, hey, where's that English accent?
Oh, right.
I'm like, you know what?
You know, but the fact that she, because, you know, years ago when we called Flory and woke her up.
Repeatedly.
It sounds like Flory, though, a little bit.
No, it's not.
No, it's,
but
it doesn't.
It sounds that same voice.
No, I don't think
just
so. It's
hearing.
Just, no, but what I was saying is that this person, this female sounds like.
Hold on, I never heard the ending of this too. Is it
stop the show.
That's cool. All right. Yes.
No, I've never heard the end of it either. This person has a lot better command over English than you would think for somebody who's been writing this disjointedly. But then again,
at first, you know, at first it's, I thought it sounded like an American accent, but then I started, oh no, it doesn't at all.
Yeah.
But, I'm sorry, but this person is still like, sounds so lackadaisical while talking.
Not only lackadaisical, but if you're going to, if this is routine operation for these guys.
Yeah.
And the part of the deal is that they do call if you want to talk to reel somebody in. And I'm sure this girl, they bring in to do this from time to time. Wouldn't you have your act together? Wouldn't you have some quality, like I said, some quality control, because you don't want to blow this? Because you're not, you're not typing on a computer anymore.
Right.
It's live on the phone. It's the real deal. Wouldn't you
It's showtime.
Yeah, but wouldn't you make sure that everything goes smoothly?
Well, all right. Well, if this is quality control, wouldn't you expect a little bit better out of me?
No, part of the problem, and now I feel a little bit of sympathy for Florrie when we called her like 3 a.m. there. First of all, they caught you way off guard.
I did. I'm so glad I had my shit set up.
Oh, right, my God.
I'm going to give you an example, okay? You had your stuff. They caught you while you were asleep, okay? And you're saying, well, wouldn't I have my shit together? Well, here's the deal. When we called Florrie, okay, we had the sound effects ready to go. We were awake. We had tape running.
Yeah.
We were ready. You know, now on their end, they're ready to go.
Yeah.
Ready to go. Or we're going to call him now. They should have their shit together. You know, you're sleeping. You got an out. But, you know, you're going to pull something like this. I mean, we're pulling stuff on each other. You're going to let's talk puller to puller. You're going to pull something, but, you know, maybe your shit together.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.